Okay, welcome back to Chassidic Daf Yomi. We're learning the Tzavas Harivash, the Shir number 2. So, im mit'avel le'eza avera, oz yomer hapsukim shal avera, hahu b'tamim minakudas. He has an Eitzah here. If you're tempted to do an avera, so say the psukim that are related to that sin and do them with their proper, pronunciation and with their nakudos. B'dechilu v'rachimu. That's a good phrase to have for the rest of our Chassidic learning. Dechilu means with fear and with love. Ba'az telech mimenu hatayva, then the desire will fly away. Bim le'eza midara mit'avera, if whatever bad trait you're drawn in to do, Az Yomar Shisha Pamim Zayin Amin, say 6 times the names of the 6 Canaanite nations, and then it will leave you. This is an ancient practice, because everything in the realm of Kedusha and Tahara have a responding at Zelu Umadzeh in the realm of evil and impurity. Just as there are spheres of holiness, there are emanations of impurity, the Zohar says. And there are good traits and there are bad traits. There's corresponding evil traits, so to speak. So the 7 nations took over the land of Israel before the Jewish people came there after Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were morally corrupt. They were pagan value system. So therefore, in Kabbalistic terminology, they refer to the 7 midos, the 7 emotional sides of our spheres, which is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. And they're the dark side of that. Our text here in the Tzavas Rivash talks about 6 nations, because in the Torah we find that most of the times only 6 are named, leaving out the Girgashim. The reason is the Girgashim left the land before Bnei Israel got there, and therefore there was no need to drive them out. Over here then, the Girgashi signifies the quality of Malchus. And that's not relevant here, because Malchus, which is the last of the 7th, is like a filter for the first 6. So it's important that we just deal with the first 6, and that's how we drive it out. All right, that's the deepest thing we've had so far. Haknani v'chivi b'chol kocho v'dechilu v'rachimu, with fear and with love, and again it'll leave. V'yikshor hamida hazos la'kodesh baruch hu, and you should connect that trait to Hashem. Kagon, for example, im yesh l'chas v'chilu avarava, avarav, if you have, like, let's say, a sinful type of love, forbidden love, lo yahav rakesh, turn and channel that love to Hashem, b'chol magmaso yehe lazeh, and all your efforts should be in that direction. It's amazing, because Baal Shem is not saying to get rid of that, eliminate or delete the desire. Take that desire, because it's an indicator, the emotion is telling you something, and turn it towards the service of Hashem. Be'im b'kas, and if there's anger, shu yira ra, nimsh, which is like a bad fear, nimshach midas ha-gvur, and comes from a midah of gvura. So yagbor al yitzur, use that negativity to negatively wipe down the Yetzer Hara, v'yasma midah hazot, and you'll turn that midah into a merkava, a chariot to Hashem. That's a major concept we'll be coming back to a lot. That you turn something, you crystallize it, make it positive, and you make that as like a tribute to God. Ukeshomea echadorish v'dechilu v'rachima. Again, we have the 3 times that phrase. When you hear somebody darshaning, preaching with fear and love of Hashem, use that moment, yad bik l'diburo, cling yourself to his words meod, ve'achdu simo, and be in unity with him, im hamochiach ki diburo nasa etzla machshava, because his dibur, his words, will become your thoughts, u'bizeh tesalikman, and that will be an eitz of how it can help you. Kodem kol yasir b'chol tenu v'tum barasosh shayu bilti p'niyah chas v'chalila. First and foremost, be very careful that every movement in the service of Hashem be without any other motive. Okay, lezeh, you need to be lishma, very important for chassidus. Lezeh tzarech hitchakmus gadol, and that's going to need a lot of wisdom. Pasuk from Eov over here, actually from Eicha. Amuk amuk miyim tz'ena, right? Deep and deep, who will find it? Im kein im brera raklios davar zele zikaran tamit. Therefore, what you should do is you have to retain a constant awareness of this principle. Al yasiach daitamen. Don't take your mind off it. Afilu regachad. Even for a moment. Hu davar haposel behesachadas. It's something which becomes ruined when you take your mind off it. It's a borrowed phrase from Kachim, the realm of korbanos. When you take your mind off the korban, so to speak, it can become ruined. Zos va'od. And this, in second matter, lizhar betfilo b'chol eis. To be careful about going into the mikvah. You should have in mind the proper kavanah for going to the mikvah. As it says in Kohelet, hachut hameshulash lo b'meheri yanatek, the triple fold cord that cannot be broken quickly. So, v'yarchik et atzmo me'atzvus, remove yourself from depression, v'yehe libo sameach baruch hu, and you should have your heart filled with happiness towards Hashem. Kogon do tzarech ladir lahargil b'chetzosel, and therefore you should make it known that you should wake at midnight. Will also help. So you have 3 eitzes over here. 1, you should remember constantly that you should be lishma. Number 2, go to the mikvah, and number three, do tikkun chatzos, this triple cord, which will be a defense. You should always try to make most of your prayer, all of it should be done that before sunrise, both in the summer and in the winter. Right, the majority of your tefillah until close to Kriya Shema should be before Nates. And you should know the difference between davening before Nates and after Nates, after sunrise, is Karachok Mizrach Mimarav, is the difference between east to west. Why? Ki Aza Dayin Yecholin Levatel, because davening at that early time has the power to negate all these judgments. The simanich, and the way to remember that is, it says v'hukacha tehillim. He was like a groom yotze mechupasa who left his chupa, yasis kegibor, rejoicing like a strong person. So don't read it as chupato, but rather ein nistar mechamato. Right, there is mechemato. Sorry, that's the end of the pasuk. And there is nothing hidden from God's heat. Don't read it as mechemato, but rather ela mechamato from his heat, but rather mechemato. His wrath, meaning the normal way the pasuk is read is mechamato. Nothing is hidden from his heat, rather his wrath. Kolomer kshekvar hashemesh yotzal aretz, meaning when the sun is already on the earth, then it's no longer hidden. Everything is revealed. Everything you've done is out in the open, and therefore God's anger, so to speak, is unleashed. What this means is that while it is still night, preempt the day, so to speak, as the day is coming in to begin with prayer. And this should not be a small matter before you, because it's very big. And the Baal Shem Tov says that Hayamidate Godol Azay was very careful about this davening at Nates. Lefamim kishahaya eish loya minyan haimispal biyacha. In times, even when there wasn't a minyan, sometimes he would daven on his own just to fulfill that idea of davening at Nates. Lo laniach shum yom. Next piece. Do not allow a single day to pass without a mitzvah. We said whether light or strict. It says in Chazal, right? We have this drush already on yesterday's daf. Have zahir be mitzvah kalik kibachamur. You should be careful with a mitzvah, light mitzvah, like a light one. It's Pirkei Avos. We interpreted the word zahir from Sefer Daniel as a lushan of mahaskilim yazhir, from that which the thinkers will illuminate. That the neshama will illuminate from a mitzvah kala like a chamura, because at the end of the day, God just wants liba boy, wants your heart. Behu davar gadol miyad. This is a great matter. Ki az yoda she'asa piyulo b'yom zeh shebarav melachad. Because when one does, that when you do something great that day, you create, with that greatness, you create an angel. When anyone performs a good deed, the Zohar Chadash, each mitzvah goes on high and has an advocate, an angel. That's the Mishnah in Perkei Avos also. And the, as it says in Iyov, im yesh alav malach melitz echad, if you have one advocate for you, let it be an angel come before you. And that is indicated in the pasuk in Koheles. It says v'simaneich, the way to remember it, v'shomer mitzvah lo yoda davar, one who guards the mitzvah is not going to know any evil. What does that mean? So haynu k'she'adam makabel alatzma, when a person accepts upon themselves davar zeh, azay tzarech lias omed al mishmarso, mad boker me'arev ula yizdam lo mitzvah. When a person accepts upon him this advice to do mitzvahs, then you have to stand on guard from morning to evening, waiting for the opportunity to do something great. So that's the word, haynu shaloy. So zeh shomer, that's a lushan of shomer, a lushan of aviv shamar esadavar, that his father Yaakov guarded this matter, he waited, he held on to it, is to anticipate, is the right translation. So az haskula shuladavar achad, and this is a way to be a skula, a remedy to combat evil, because you're anticipating only goodness, positive energy. Haynu shalo yavoli de keri hanikra ra chasvei, it should not be one who comes to a keri to have a seminal emission, chasvei chalila, the simanech, and the way to remember it, chesed el kol hayom. Chesed el kol hayom, meaning the kindness of Hashem is kol hayom, is all day, is every day. Because that haynu shekol yom v'yom, each and every day, a person needs to do chesed to Hashem, a kindness with Hashem. How do you do that? By anticipating, waiting, and longing for the mitzvahs. Next piece, next advice. So number one over here in this section was not to, you know, to anticipate mitzvahs. Number two is lishmor Shabbos kehilchasa, guard the Shabbos properly, b'chol dikdukeo prata, with all its details and all its specifics. And the way to remember that is tashev enosh ad daka, is from Tehillim 90. Tashev Enosh, you must turn your back until he's crushed. So Tashev is the same letters of Osios Shabbos. Enosh alludes to Hainu Afilu Ovid Avodazara Kedar Enosh, meaning Enosh means you're forgiven even if you served idolatry like the days of the generation of Enosh. That's a Gemara in Shabbos 118b, a major principle that tshuva, you know, is able to remove even Avodah Zarah and the power of Shabbos itself. L'chol ha'pachos l'daktek b'kriya shma. At least minimally, one should be very careful about how to reading Kriya Shema. Shenamar Shema b'apayim chol yom, twice a day. And chol yom v'yom l'omra b'li machshava zarah chas v'chlim, to do without any foreign thought. Hu davar gadol le'ein erech, it's without measure how great it is. Give a simanech, and the way to remember it is the Gemara in Brachas 5a, kol ha'korah Kriya Shema, whoever reads Kriya Shema, mazikin b'dilin minei, it causes the harmful ones to stay away from him. Meaning, mazikin, what are the mazikin, the harmful ones? This is referring to hamazikin sheba olam hengufin emafsham, are all things that can cause trouble in this world. Hagam she'ef sharli espalo bli machshava zara, meaning that it's impossible to daven without a foreign thought. So yargil atzma bli machshava zara debtchila. If someone knows that it's impossible to pray without a foreign thought in their head, train yourself at least to do shema without a foreign thought. At least that. Try that. The idea of dealing with foreign thoughts in the middle of tefillah will be dealt with differently by the Degel Machne Ephraim, will be dealt with differently by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. There'll be many, many different approaches to that. Here we have the first one, which is at least minimize and do the Shema with a certain tahara. Okay, Yachos b'midah zrizas meod, embrace the midah of zrizas, alacrity. Yakum b'zrizas mishina, so rise from your sleep with alacrity. Ki nechadesh v'nasa adam achav ha'elohel, because you have been renewed and you become a different person that's capable to giving birth. V'nasa k'midas ha'kadosh baruch hu sh'holid olamos, and right, v'nasa k'midas, and you're like a kadosh baruch hu who gives birth to worlds. So you're in that way imitating Hashem in a good way. V'chein kol davar she'ose yaseh bezrizos, and everything that you do, you should do with alacrity, because in every aspect you're now able to serve Hashem. U'kshami anech talis, and when you put on a talis, so yira et ha'tcheles, you should see the blue on the talis, if one has tcheles, you should see the blue on the talis, perish she'tipol av yira, it should awaken a certain reverence on there. We know that from the Gemara tells us, Gemara Menachos 43b, that the significance of the tchelis is that its color represents the color of the sea, which is similar to the sky, which then reminds us of the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of glory. So it's there to awaken a certain reverence. V'chol masheroa yiskor ba'kodesh baruch hu. And anything you should see should remind you of Hashem. Im ava yiskor ba'avas Hashem. If you have love, remind yourself of the love of the Hashem. If you have fear, you should yiskor ba'yira Hashem. You should recall Yirah Shemayim at the same time. Kiyadu b'kamakomas. That is mentioned in numerous and different sources, the idea of channeling it, meaning because we said everything in this world has a spiritual root above, so you have to trace everything to its divine root and then move that into the service of Hashem, whatever it is you're going to be doing. Okay, so Vafiluk Sholach Beisakis, and if you want to go to the restroom, Yachshov Halo Ani Mafrid Rami Tov, I'm separating, we're going to the bathroom, I'm separating the bad from good. Vezehu, meaning you should have certain types of thoughts before one enters. There's a whole shiloh whether or not one should think anything about godliness in the restroom. Because on one hand it says, Shavisi Hashem l'ned yitom, and I'll place God in front of me of all times. But you can't think about God in the bathroom. So how do you deal with that? It's a huge machlokas, Lahoras Nosson, Rav Tzvi, Lahoras Nosson, and Rav Shlomo Kluger. One could see a piece on this in the Sefer Maisa Choshev, chapter 1. Bezeu Yechudim Atov Shaiswan. These are the unifications you should make, that everything should be raised up to the Avodah of Hashem. Ukshaholich Lishon, when you go to sleep, Yachshav Halo Hamochin Shalom Yelchul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should think that your mental faculties go to Hashem, goes up to Hashem for like a mental cleanse when you go to sleep. All the modern research that we have now on the power of sleeping relates very much to this. Vayechzaku v'lavodos ha'yisbarach, and should strengthen yourself to avodos Hashem. Kodem hashina, before you go to sleep, yishkav be'ema be'yira, you should lie down with a certain reverence and fear. V'yargiz v'yirid me'ema abara, you should tremble from the entering into the proximity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That idea of going to sleep, you should be, the Zohar says it's a time of very, you know, very important introspection. And therefore, that time of night should be done with reverence. One won't come to sin, as it says, Rigzuva al tichto, be agitated and don't come to sin. Doesn't mean one has to go to bed depressed, but on the other hand, it means one takes stock of their day, looks at what they did. There's a weightiness to going to sleep. It means you're complete with what you've done today. And therefore, one should look at what they've done and see where that leads them. Your thoughts should be above in the up, directed above into the upper world, and v'yedabek, cleave to him, v'yiftach bo shuyasi cheftzo, and you shall trust in him to get your life's desire out of it by clinging and cleaving to Hashem. Whatever you want can be found in cleaving to Hashem. Ze klal gadol. This is a very important principle. Bo'sa mitzvah shi'itcha bo kshkam yitzo yeluch bo kol yom v'lo machshav cheres. Stay with that thought all day, that when you got up from your bed, you got up right away saying matov, say moda'ani, thank you Hashem in the morning. Stick with that. Let that stay with you throughout the rest of the day.